On News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
from our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan. It's David Earnest.
Hello, this is David Earnest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat.
I think it's great that if they come out to Folcarelli's Pizza on Thursday nights at 6:30, they get 40% off. Don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A couple of nice days before the next storm system begins to affect the area. Today's sunshine, a little bit cooler, high temperature in the upper 50s. Tonight, clear skies and chilly. Overnight low temperature drops to about 36. Tomorrow, a partly cloudy day, mild with a high around 67. That's not bad. Chance of showers developing by late Thursday night in the wee hours of the morning, and scattered showers and thunderstorms at times on Friday. Friday's high around 70. Looks like around 60 or 62 on Saturday for a high. Could be an isolated shower. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday with highs in the middle 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Hey, Justin, what are you doing?
I'm building a birdhouse as a Valentine's present for my mom.
Gee, it doesn't look like it's going so well.
No kidding.
Hey, folks, John Mann here reminding you that Ace is the place for Valentine's Day. Now, Justin, how about a little help with that birdhouse, huh?
Hey. All right!
Ace carries a whole line of power tools to make any Valentine's project a snap. Like this bad boy. The Barracuda combo drill and staple gun. Just hold the wood together for me, Justin.
Hey, John, how can you tell which part is the drill and which is the staple gun?
Well, it's easy. What you do is you just line it up like this and then you pull the trigger right.
Oh, my God, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, Justin, I'm just great. I can staple my friggin' nutsack to my thought it would be a good idea to build a friggin' birdhouse with a machine gun. Nothing says Valentine's like a giant table saw. When you need a job like a birdhouse done right, the Barracuda Industrial Miner always fits the bill. Just hold the wood for me, Justin.
Isn't the saw kind of big for the job?
Oh, would you grow a pair? You... Let's just use this pneumatic nail gun. Hold the wood for me, Justin. Here we go. Huh? Hold the wood for me, Justin. Yeah, I'm just used to this pain now.
No more.
We'll just use this giant spike sledgehammer. Hold the wood for me, Justin. Hold it!
Just go buy a birdhouse and be done with it.
You want a bird? Huh? Here's a bird. Let's build a house for that, you bastards. Now remember, Ace doesn't only have power tools that can kill you. They have regular tools too, like this plain old hammer and nails. Hold the wood for me, Justin.
great.
Mom will love it.
So remember, folks, Ace is the place for Valentine's Day.
By the way, it's Valentine's, not Valentine's.
Go a pony, Chester. My nutsack and halfway a turtle organs. If I want to call it Valentine's Day, I will call it Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day. From Ace. Boom.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Hold the one for me.
Joey.
No.
Just kidding, Erna. We build better birdhouses
no.
here. Because I guess we're all cuckoo here.
And here they are.
They meaning usually Greg Goodell and young Joey.
Please clap.
What? No, I'm not leaving this alone. Every day you're coming in and you're having me do something for you. You're asking me all sorts of ridiculous questions and make me listen to Barney.
There's a new one today.
You demean women.
I do.
Yeah! I mean, I'm staring at the face of white patriarchy right now.
Could you elucidate on that just a little? Because I... What do you...
What happened?
Nothing. I'm looking for something
I blacked out again. I'm sorry. I'd please apologize for anything I said.
Hang on a second. Oh, there it is.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Yeah, she's coming today, but Dana is not feeling well.
Oh, no.
So we have the Tomlinson from Duncan Tomlinson. But I told her to bring all of her personalities in, and everything would be just fine.
Cool. It doesn't add to my three or four.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm at today. I'm in a good mood. We got Baumhauer's tonight. Hey, you know what we should do? We should redeem the winning word now.
Right now?
Right now.
Wow.
As soon as I find the sheet and remember what... You know what we're doing tonight at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard?
What are you doing?
Petite treats.
Petite treats?
On me for Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow. Look at you. That's very generous of you.
So we come tonight and we got a nice little cobbler dessert for you. As a little thank you. For being part of our group.
Wow, that's very sweet.
Maybe we can get LaDonna Brooks to come slinking up here later to talk about our Wednesday night gatherings at Baumhauer's. And I'm working on something I hope will happen. Yeah, 272-9228. But I can't answer any phone calls until I make sure I know what the word is.
Where I mean, but you're so organized. How can't you find it?
Because it's the one with the staple in it. I use that... That staple gun I got from Ace Hardware.
And look at all these phone lines. Hurry, Greg, hurry.
I know, this is really...
It's like, okay, you need to clip wire number two, the blue one, first. And then you need to clip wire number three. So it'll open up your safe of documents without it exploding in our face.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Ooh, my.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
She just showed up with cookies.
Homemade.
All right, I don't know what to do here. I can't find... What do I do with it?
The Baumhauer's word of the day?
Yeah. Don't say it out loud.
I'm not going to say it out loud.
This is top-notch radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, 84 knows it. He texted it to me.
I just remember the fiasco of this morning.
You are an idiot!
Not really, I just haven't had much in the way of sleep. So let's go down. Let's play our little happy contest ditty. And go down the line here. You are caller one. Thanks for trying. Call right back. Caller two, try again, please. Caller three, thank you. You're caller four. Try again quickly. And you are caller five. You are caller six. And you are caller seven. How many contests? Mimis, do I need to play at the same time? I'm sorry, but you're caller eight. I always have to terminate that call before they drop an F-bomb in disappointment. And what is your name?
Corey.
Corey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. We'll both be even better if you have that winning word.
Lips.
Yeah.
That's the word. And now you have won for yourself There's motion at my front door. Lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
And you All right, I appreciate it.
You can redeem that at the Boulevard location or downtown at 201 Madison. No, 201 Union. I am gassed again. This is ridiculous. I mean, this is just embarrassing.
Gassy?
No, gassed. Oh. Tired. No nap again today.
Oh. That's better than gassy. So I'm sorry you're going through that.
I would never put Jake Wellen through an afternoon of that anyway. You, I don't care, but not.
Well, thank you.
All right, so, Corey, you hang on, and young Joey's going to set you up with the pine fries. So hang on. It is kind of a tradition on the word of the day to redeem it early in the show, because we are going to Baumhauer's tonight. And again, for those of you who care to join us at the Boulevard location, we are doing petite treats for those of you who are part of our. You don't have to, it's nothing you have to join. You just come. Just come and join us. It's Valentine's Day Eve. And we just wanted to come up with some little way to say thanks for listening, and et cetera. And we have a couple of bigger events coming up down the road as we celebrate Emily's birthday. And Mrs. Rutabaga and I are going to have 5 years. So we're going to be celebrating that, too. But I'm working on something unique to that event that'll be cool. So how are you?
I'm good. I can't hear anything, though. I have no ear things. I know, Joey's
too
busy.
We'll get that for you right after.
Young Joey.
Young Joey will take care of that.
But things are good.
I'm glad to hear that. But Dana's not feeling too good.
Dana is diagnosed with strep, so she is quarantined.
I used to get those every year in April when I lived in Florida.
Yeah, she's not feeling well, so she's down for the count right now.
Yeah,
so
that's, strep is a three-day deal.
I'm solo.
Three-day deal. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Cranky. Some
who?
Cranky.
What's up?
What's going on?
I haven't even had a chance to figure that out yet. But
hey, I came by and picked up my lunch for two from Baumhauer's. They finally was able to make it over there. But I tell you, man, you're already, it's early in the afternoon, and you're already picking on Joey. You were said something about him elucidating. I don't think he takes any drugs that make you elucidate. You know, he's a pretty straight and narrow guy kind of guy.
Well, you know what, I didn't graduate college, but I know a few big words like that that make me
sound there you go.
Like I at least went to school.
Well,
public school.
I've got a friend that's got a dictionary that reads those $5 words to me. I can't look them up myself, but
so what'd you have with your free lunch? What'd you get?
I just picked the paperwork up on it today there at the station.
Smoke and Otis was a winner. He was by the station today. I saw him in the parking lot.
Well, I do appreciate it. I just wanted to poke in the eye this afternoon and give you a hard time. You guys have a great afternoon.
Okay. I see a headline on Drudge. I must have taken this one out. Damn it. I'm really getting frustrated with myself here. I just saw a story on Drudge about
Netanyahu!
Like that.
I want that as like my ringtone.
I'm just wondering how our anti-Semitic members of Congress, and boy, there's a bunch.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how any person of the Jewish faith can ever vote for a Democrat again. When are you going to wake up and realize these people hate Israel? They are open. I mean, that I don't know if there's a way to remove somebody from Congress, but I think that Muslim woman that came in from that district in Minnesota has earned an expulsion. If she was not part of the protected class in our country, I think she would have been. It is 3:16. So anyway, Arab leader meetings for war with Iran. Huh. I don't know what that means. What does that mean, that other Arab countries are preparing for war with Iran?
Yeah, he was at some big multinational conference, and when he came out to talk to reporters, that's what he said. That's what we're doing.
Okay, just wondering. Let's hope there's not, but hey, at least as long as the Donald's in the White House, we got your back, Mr.
Netanyahu!
Greg, we just got a call from Smoke and Otis.
Yes?
He wanted me to remind you to tell the story about the plus size judging contest.
And I'm supposed to do this in front of Jay Quillen?
Yeah, I think you said you wanted to do this in front of Jay Quillen.
Can I tell you a story?
I hear your stories every time I'm here. Of course you can.
Actually, it wasn't me that was the bad guy in this.
Hmm.
But it involves large women.
Hmm.
And I have to tell it in great detail because if I skip any parts...
Large in the sense of tall?
No.
Well, I mean, you're thinking more like zofty?
I'm thinking more like... This is a terrible
word. I'm interested
to
see where this is going.
Right, me too.
Hefty.
He's been baited. Mm. He's bit it, and now we're just reeling it in.
Right, exactly.
But before I get thrown off the air, let me remind you that... on Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, is a great business. It's been there for 3.5 decades. We're so lucky we have some of the great businesses in the River Region on this show with us, and John Lee Paints is one of them. In fact, they're so trusted that the city of Montgomery, you know, we have historic districts that require or limit the kinds of colors you can use exterior. If you're ever doing it, whether you're painting it or you're hiring somebody, check with John Lee Paints to make sure it is within code. Meanwhile, for the do-it-yourselfer, if you want a professional result, you got to do what the professionals do, and that starts with choosing a paint that will cover and leave a perfect finish, and that is Richards Paint. I don't know the science behind the formula, but I can tell you, having used it, we did our entire house from one end to the other, and we did it in segments. And because I couldn't afford to have the whole thing done at once. But when it was all done, from the first part, it took 10 months, from the first part to the last, you could not tell. The color, the quality of the color was that good. Whether the room is brilliantly lit by sunlight or candlelight, the consistency of the finish is impressive, even to the untrained eye, Joey.
Impressive.
At John Lee Paints, they can also make sure you're using the right rollers and brushes. They'll ask you questions about the texture you're covering, the surface, run down a checklist of things you might need, like masking or drop cloths and stuff like that, so that when you start your project, you won't have to say, oh, I forgot this, X, Y, and Z, and have to run back and get it. You start, and you get it done. And get the best result with John Lee Paints and Richards Paint, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and like, I totally have a Green New Deal for the all-inclusive states of the Americas. First, we're going to rebuild every single building to run on solar power, and we can totally do it in 10 years. I watch Property Brothers, and they redo an entire house in like 1 hour, so duh. Also, all the evil cars will stop burning horrible gasoline and start running on kombucha tea. And instead of CO2, they'll emit unicorn farts. Then those unicorn farts will fuel wind farms that will totally power all of our anti-Trump Twitter feeds. And those awful airplanes invented by the Wright brothers will be banned forever. Instead, we'll build floating train tracks across the ocean, and the choo-choos will run on the tears of the dismantled patriarchy. Plus, we're going to plant lots and lots and lots of special trees, and chocolate is going to grow on the trees, and also money too, so we can pay for it all. It's totally gonna work, and we can totally do it. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and if there's one thing the left and the right can agree on, it's that I'm kind of hot. Thank you.
I'm sorry, but no.
I can't.
Not kind of hot.
She's an idiot.
I think women notice these things more than men, so let me ask your opinion.
Okay.
Jacqueline Tomlinson's with us from Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law that make men matter in matters of divorce.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
So if Dana's listening at home, I know she feels better.
Oh, absolutely. She would need that disclaimer.
Yeah, she's always...
She's on it.
Yep. I think since she was elected, Occasional Cortex has had a makeover. You know, people that consult on how to look more mature,
mm-hmm.
sexier. It seems like she's doing a little more makeup. I noticed when looking at a picture of her the other day, maybe Joey noticed this too, because he's one of those.
Joey doesn't have a crush on her anymore, I don't think. He's like in the Arizona woman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Kyrsten Sinema, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
He's over. He's over the moron.
It'll probably change. I mean, I'm not going for a politician in the first place if I had to choose.
Speaking of, Dana did want me to inquire.
Yes?
Where are we on our list of possible candidates? Because we're going to start interviewing.
Zero.
Okay, and then we're going to have to get on this.
I'm not the one who does recruiting.
All right.
Jacqueline, look at him.
I know. He's precious,
He's
though.
A gangster.
I know. What is on your head? What is this?
Cheap heat.
What?
Cheap heat.
Cheap heat?
Yes.
It's not a do-rag. It just looks thuggish to me.
You're like a wannabe.
I sit here, I feel...
Wicca, wicca, what? That's my...
There are times, especially when he gets testy, where I feel like wearing that, he's going to roll me or something.
You know, cheap heat is when you do something that's pretty cheap, easy to do.
For heat?
Yeah.
Are you cold?
No.
No,
for people to ask me, what the hell is that?
So it's an attention getter.
Ah.
It's like a test.
It's a test.
Yeah.
Well, it's slightly the only person offending me, and I want you to take it off.
Exactly. The cheap heat's working. The only person in this building that did not fall for it was Rick Peters, the buttery one.
What did he say?
Kristen downstairs said, "What the hell is that on your head?" And Rick said, "It's Joey." And I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
Exactly. You get it.
I mean...
Then he did make a ninja comment the other day.
Let's not go overboard. The boss isn't that hip. I sure as hell hope you didn't hear me say that.
But back to your question. I think that whoever is surrounding her has to do something to make her either more attractive or more relatable, because the words coming out of her mouth are terrifying. And so I think if
Yes.
They want her to continue to be semi-liked by the Democratic Party. They have to put her in a position to where she's either the pretty one or the smart one. And we all know she's not the smart one.
No.
So
she's the scary one.
I mean, it helps that she's, you know, younger and she dresses fashionably and she puts herself together well. But that's the only thing that homegirl's got going for her right now.
She's also very young for a congressperson.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, she has to be approachable because she's younger. And she ran her entire campaign on being approachable and being relevant. Mm-hmm. And Twitter and Facebook mm-hmm. and Instagram. And look how millennial we can make Congress. We can make the government hip and relate to the people. But then when she opens her mouth, it's like, we're going to do what with cow farts? Like, what are you talking mm-hmm. about? Like, and then every time she opens her mouth, she puts her foot just, that 8.5 just goes right in there. I'm not a fan.
I love what Mitch McConnell did yesterday, saying he wants to put her new Green Deal up for a vote in the Senate so he can get senators on. Right now, all of a sudden, even the guy that co-sponsored it, the asshat from Massachusetts, Markey. Well, no, I can, because this is just political. Like, they don't participate in political chicanery. It's unreal, man.
What did I hear about the fact that the actual new Green Deal or Green New Deal or whatever they're calling it, they accidentally leaked the mock of it and not the actual
deal? Yeah, that's where the cow farts phrase came.
How is cow farts even getting into, like, a fake deal?
Methane.
Like,
methane.
They're insane. Cory Booger from... you know, the senator now, who was once the mayor of that pristine, beautiful burg called Newark, New Jersey, wants to have the government drive the price of red meat up so that we can all become vegans.
Right, because we don't have enough land to sustain meat production or something ridiculous right. like that.
Right. I watch Aerial America these on the Smithsonian Channel.
But is this not terrifying? Like, these are the idiots that are running our country. Like, wake up.
It's the people that elect them that frighten me more than the people that are getting elected. How do you be that clueless?
But see, that's the problem. It's the same thing locally. We have people that are uninformed, mm-hmm. that are voting based on emotion or political party, that don't take the time to educate themselves onto what the real issues are. Mm-hmm. And you get out there and you vote for the pretty chick. And now we got we got cow farts on television. Like, this is what happened.
This is how democracy works.
But she doesn't even want democracy. She wants socialism.
How do you like that cluster in Virginia?
Oh, my goodness. I can't stop watching it. It's like, who's going to be next? They're, like, running out of people.
Well, the reason they're all determined to stay in office... You got to go?
No, I just have to call the office real quick. Sometimes it's...
Please do. No, of course.
Sorry.
No, we're at break time. Perfect timing. Jacqueline Tomlinson from Duncan Tomlinson. You've got kind of a later shift, so I don't know when you get to listen in the morning, but she and Dana each did a morning while Emily was on her honeymoon, and they were great.
I've heard about it. I have to be honest. My morning schedule is booked, and I'm on this station for 7 hours a day, so I do take some time to listen to other things out there in the world. But I also...
You hurt me again. You just seem determined to, you know, hurt me.
Let me finish, you boomer.
Okay, punk-ass millennial what?
I will occasionally pull up my phone, go to Hulu, and go to the Alabama News Network, and I'll watch y'all at 6:40.
Did you see me when I was on at 6:40?
I did not.
What the hell, Joey?
Yeah, I'm a busy man. It just doesn't happen all the time.
Our numbers were higher that day.
Well, I believe that.
It was the best day we had that whole week.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks.
Oh, and Jacqueline, I presumed it was going to go wonderfully anyway. I didn't need to check in on it.
I remember that. And I apologize for that. I got a text message from the office saying, call me ASAP, which Amy, our wonderful office manager, never does that. And so I knew it was an emergency. And sometimes when you do family law, things like that happen. So.
No, look, you're here... at your pleasure and with our gratitude. So, but if something happens, don't hesitate.
Well, I apologize.
No,
usually I would wait till a break, but when we got a little situation going on, mm-hmm. so when she said that, it was either going to be situation A or situation B, And so I felt like I needed to know what was going on.
Now, of course, anybody that might consider Duncan Tomlinson as their option in a divorce situation wants to know. You just gave them a great example of why they should hire you.
Oh, well.
Even when I'm on the radio, if I get a message that I got to take an action quickly, there you are. Yeah. Priorities. That's what people want
to
know.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where you got to do what you got to do, and courts are only up until 5 o'clock, so Amy wanted to make sure if I needed to do something, we could get it done. So
one of the things I want to ask is that tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And don't forget, tonight at Baumhauer's, we're doing petite treats.
Oh, petite treats.
Yes. A cobbler.
Don't give it away. Don't tell people.
They're free.
Well, I know, but you want them to come and yes, be like, surprise.
That's right. There is nothing that pleases me more when I say, hey, the petite treats are on me.
Oh, what a surprise!
That's what I want.
The petite people. Treats are on Greg.
And that is tonight at Baumhauer's, and we got a couple of other parties coming up that are in the planning stage. But
you wanted to ask me something.
I did.
Oh, no.
About Virginia?
Well, we didn't really get into the meat of that, how that might all work out.
Oh, I mean, just can I just make a blanket statement about
yes.
this whole, like, blackface, you know, it's, like, wasn't there something about Mary Poppins not mm-hmm. too long ago?
Yes, and the then blackface, right.
The whole Katy Perry shoes, and it's just, I feel like, one, I think we're getting a little out of hand. I think things are getting a little ridiculous. And then how far back do we go when we're going to hold things that are offensive? Because a lot of these things have already been previously addressed.
The only reason they're an issue is we're just giving back what they've done to Republicans. And Republicans would not be allowed. They would have been out of office. The governor of Virginia. And what's even worse is what he said, you know, his comment that he's okay if after a baby is born.
Oh, my God, we can't even start talking about that because that sends me right over the edge. The whole, you know, it's not even,
how
it makes my blood pressure
But
rise.
He's not alone. The Cuomo in New York.
But don't you think it's ironic that everybody that has such a strong opinion with regards to abortion has been born? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where it's very easy for you to sit there with a scowl on your face and say how important a woman's right to choose is, but you were born.
You know,
period.
Cuomo came out basically. In fact, they lit one World Trade Center in pink to celebrate that law in New York. Do you believe that?
This entire situation has made me sick to my stomach for the last couple of weeks. Regardless of what your viewpoint is on it, the fact that we have made pretty much a spectacle of ourselves on both sides of the aisle with regards to abortion, it's sickening to me. And as a woman, I found it disgusting when people were sitting there applauding and cheering over the killing of these babies. And whether it happens 100 times or it happens once, once is too many as far as I'm concerned.
I'm totally with you on that.
And so totally I read the law, and I've looked into it. No, I'm not a medical professional, but, you know, there are babies that are born very premature
mm-hmm.
that survive. I myself was 6 weeks premature. My husband was premature. Babies live all the time, are viable outside of the womb. To sit there and say that you can kill a baby at 40 weeks is appalling to me. That's murder. That's not an abortion. That is murder.
Or if you want to go to the Dr. Mengele playbook, infanticide. And what's next? You know, here's for me, okay? Okay, if they're willing to take a baby who hasn't even breathed its first, what about old people?
Well, they're doing that now. Now the new things they're trying to pass is the assisted suicide.
Right.
With not just the elderly, but, you know, people that won't, because, you know, the whole, like, what is it, Dr. Kevorkian and all of that.
I remember Dr. Kevorkian.
That's the new thing now, is now I'm noticing more and more in the news you're seeing these assisted suicides. Yeah, that's very, very disturbing to me. There's something to be said for the sanctity of a human life.
Hey, I don't mean to. This is great. We got to take a break here, but I'm just passing this along because this actually happened when your little boy starts to get up and active. It happened here in Alabama. A 2-year-old had to be rescued from a restaurant's claw machine.
That would be my kid.
Not that I'm laughing.
No, that would be Steven.
But they can, and that was one of Janelle's favorite things, too. We used to go to the last Lums in America. neither one of you is probably old enough to remember Lums. They were quite the thing in the 80s. There's one left. It was on Davy Road Extension.
Davy Road Extension.
In horse country, yeah. We used to go riding. My daughter was an equestrian for 10 years.
Really?
A grand champion, yes.
Did not know that.
In competitions. But when we just go during the week, and it was my favorite time because it's this little piece of heaven in the middle of overbuilt.
Oh, no.
Fort Lauderdale.
My family used to have a nursery right off of 67th in the bowling alley in Davy.
Okay.
Small world, right?
Yeah.
Indeed.
So we would go and we would groom Slick.
Slick.
Slick. That was her horse. We leased him for years. And it used to really upset me because, you know, I was still putting the pieces back together. And I thought, man, I why can't I just buy that horse? Well, I know why, because I screwed my life up. But on her 12th birthday, when she came home from school, Slick was in the backyard with a big red bow on his head, and I still have that bow. That was pretty cool. That made me feel so good. And he was a great horse. He was so sweet. And I used to, Saturday mornings when they'd have these, and these young girls, I think that had a great deal to do with these young women and how responsible they were.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be there several days a week.
Oh, it's a huge responsibility.
When she was 16, she started to get more interested in things that are typical to that. But 10 years, I don't regret a penny of it.
Absolutely.
I think it has a lot to do with how well she's doing now.
Yeah, I don't have that much discipline.
It is 3:38. Red Top's on the phone. Red Top, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg, you sounded like you got some sleep last night.
Well, last night, but not during the day today. Three napless days.
You know what? I was about to say, Joey, I was starting to enjoy the sleep-deprived Greg. It was getting very colorful yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you weren't much better than me yesterday.
I agree. Yeah. Right.
But let me ask one of the lady. Y'all are the attorneys, correct?
Yes.
Okay. In all these abortion cases, I don't hear the man mentioned at all, or the father's rights to the child, etc.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's going on? I know we know men have no rights, and I'm a white man. I have negative rights.
Well, I don't know about that, but
you're not a white boy. You don't know what it's like.
I'm not. I'm
how negative rights we got.
You've got privilege, buddy. Don't you know that?
No. Oh no, there ain't no damn privilege. But you understand my question, and I would like to hear how is this not going to Supreme Court is not being infanticide.
I'll tell you what.
I will shut up. I will hang up and listen. Thank you.
Red Top, we'll answer that after the break.
Okay, after the break.
We keep having so much fun that the 3:30 break is now 10 minutes late. But that's okay. I have the power to make that decision.
You take your break.
It is 3:39. Honestly, there are times when I could just climb up on this bag. I should put a little sleeping bag in here or something so I can grab 10 minutes. This is where I feel relaxed and comfortable. Lewis Lawn has their free pickup and delivery program going right now. I don't know when it's going to end. It ends when they booked all of the open slots. And the reason this is a great deal for you is because lawnmowers are just tough for most people to take in to get serviced. So while the openings are available, you can call 244-9191. Talk to Haley at Lewis Lawn and arrange the free pickup and delivery of your mower. While it's there, only thing you pay for is the service. And it's a good idea to get it tuned up before the mowing season kicks into full gear. Otherwise, at Lewis Lawn, you've got a great selection of mowers, blowers, pressure washers, anything that you need to maintain the outside of your house. And everything that, all the great brand names like Echo, Exmark, Toro, Steel, Shindawa, they all come with warranties. And anything you buy there can be brought back to Lewis Lawn for service when it's needed. They're terrific folks. 244-9191, free pickup and delivery at Lewis Lawn, open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Our first look at the roads this afternoon.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic taking a look at this afternoon's traffic, and it is a standstill on I-85. A big truck and a car have collided around Bell Road. That's around the 8-mile marker, and that's right before Taylor Road. So everything is jammed up all the way from about Bell Road back to nearly Ann Street at this point. And to cap it all off, we have another accident inside the accidents on I-85 northbound right at the Eastern Boulevard. So let's slow it down and be careful. You're going to get through here eventually. I-85 southbound is running along just fine, as is I-65. No problems there. And we have another crash for you on the boulevard. That one's at Narrow Lane Road, so watch out in that vicinity. Let's be careful out there, on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance is all about saving lives and serving Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, serving you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The IRS says it's facing a massive backlog following the 5-week government shutdown. The IRS was trying to make changes in response to the 2017 tax overhaul just as the shutdown began. A new report to Congress shows that most taxpayers who call the IRS to make a payment arrangement wait an average of 93 minutes. A Wetumpka church damaged in last month's tornado is returning a $25,000 donation. Wind Creek Casino made the donation to First Baptist Church of Wetumpka, but the church membership has decided to give the money back because it doesn't support gambling. A woman wanted in a Christmas Eve shooting death of an Alabama grocery store clerk has been arrested in Tennessee. U.S. Marshals arrested 30-year-old Sharonda James for the killing of 28-year-old Jerica Manuel at a grocery store in Birmingham. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Definitely jacket weather as we head into tonight with mostly clear skies and the overnight low temperature by morning dropping to about 36. Tomorrow's a pretty good day. Partly cloudy, a mild day. High temperature up to about 67. Clouds increasing tomorrow night. Chance of showers late tomorrow night. Talking about the wee hours of the morning. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms are a good bet Friday. Friday's high around 70. Could be an isolated shower on Saturday, maybe, with a high around 60. And more scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday. Sunday's high in the middle 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Hey, sweetheart. This Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me with the vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for $2. Or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion. And once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
So now that you've chosen the vanity, paint, and bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern Moen Genta faucet. Right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The Moen Genta faucet. Now, just $89 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
Short wave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
I was just outside behind the building, and northbound Interstate 85 is slowing to a crawl behind us, so I'm guessing it's either at Eastern Boulevard or perhaps Taylor Road. Something has happened that's got it pretty much stopped. So if you are about to get on northbound 85 at Perry Hill or Zelda or any of the other entrances, I would advise that you don't. We'll get another update from...
Balake.
Yeah.
Where is Balake at?
Well, he's working on it.
Treat your Valentine to an authentic taste of the Mediterranean at Mr. Gus. Enjoy their chef special lovers menu Valentine's evening from 4:30 until closing. Special dishes created just for Valentine's Day. Or choose from your favorite of their signature dishes. Come and enjoy a romantic evening at Montgomery's best unkept secret. Mr. Gus on the corner of Atlanta Highway and Bell Road.
Mamma mia, you'll agree, come and bring the family.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
No single artist embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day like Gordon Lightfoot.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes the melody from the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and passionately embraces your favorite love songs in his new album, Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day.
Dear Bob.
Canada's most intimate singer, Gordon Lightfoot, will put you in the mood for love with this Elvis Presley classic.
Take my heart, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Turn up the passion and turn down the lights with Gordon Lightfoot's rendition of this Marvin Gaye favorite.
'Cause when I get this feeling, I need sexual healing.
Lightfoot will tug at your heartstrings and pierce your eardrums with Whitney Houston's most famous love song.
And I will always love you.
It's cheaper than a dozen roses, and you'll want to keep it around almost as long. It's Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day.
Well, there's that option.
And now, here's today's thought bubble.
Wait a second. Wife's being really nice to me. Oh, crap. It's almost Valentine's Day. I have no idea what to get her.
It is 3:48 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Jacqueline Robinson from Delk and Tomlinson is with us. Dana, Delk was not able to make it today. Strep throat. Man, I used to get that every year in Florida for some reason, right around spring, middle of spring. And I'm a pretty hardy fella.
Oh, yes.
I've been hit by buses and cars and trucks.
Like three times.
Yeah. And all kinds of, falling down a flight of stairs backwards.
Hit by lightning.
Close. Very close.
Bitten by a great white shark.
And you survived, as I was just reminded, a pageant.
That. You want me to tell that story? It's like we only got time for that right now.
The pageant where all the women came?
Yes.
With the pictures? And it was like Greg's prom? Or you're talking about the large and in charge women?
No. This is... My best friend for many years, you're certainly not old enough to remember, maybe people you know down there might remember, but part of that great successful morning show at Waxy 106 was a guy named Jeff Chase. And we were best buddies off the air. And to the point where anytime I was making extra money doing something, I tried to cut him or Don Agony, my other guy, in, so spread the money around because I wanted to, not because the government said do it. So, Jeff comes up to me and says, I need a favor. I said, a favor? What is it? He said, well, that's when you go out of your way for somebody. But that's not important. So, what do you need, Jeff? Well, Jeff's wife, whose nickname was Babes, we all called her Babes, her older sister, Wendy, was a plus-size model.
So attractive lady.
He said, mm-hmm. They're having a fashion show for plus-sized women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to emcee it, but I would like you to emcee it with me. I said, sure. I'd be happy to do it. You've done so many great things for me. That's the least I could do for you.
Right.
Little did you know.
Well, now, here's the thing. This is where it gets goofy. He says, but you got to promise me one thing. Don't make any comments or jokes about the women, because they're all going to be large plus size models.
Right. It's beautiful plus sized
exactly.
women.
Thank you. So he asked me this favor about 3 months before the actual date. And like every week, remember, you can't make any jokes about these women being large.
I have a feeling this ends poorly.
No, it's not
the ending. It's the story.
No. Jeff, how many times, what do I have to put it, inscribe it in stone? I'm not going to make any tasteless jokes. I'll do a good job. I'll stick to the script, whatever you need. Trust me. But the problem was, he asked me this favor 3 months out, so every week I had to get the same lecture. Finally, the big night comes, and it's in the grand ballroom of the Marriott near the Miami airport, which was not particularly convenient for me, but I was happy to make the drive. It's Jeff Chase, news. It's my friend, my buddy. So the night comes, and they had opened up, you know, they had banquet rooms that they can cordon off, but this whole thing was wide open. I mean, it was decorated to the nines. And for the fashion show, they had put together a large stage and a long runway. And to create the stage and the runway, they used tables. I'd say tables are about 3 feet off the ground.
Like tables you would eat off of? Or
yeah,
like,
but they were covered. You know, it was a runway, so they had a long
one. But that doesn't seem sturdy.
So we're seated at the end of the runway, so they're going to be coming out, walking towards us, so we can give vivid and detailed descriptions with all the crap they made us say, you know, like, well, it's from Bloomingdale's, and it's whatever.
Here comes Wendy in the blue chiffon dress from Dillard's.
Yes, doesn't she
look... Isn't she fancy?
Yes, it was written kind of corny, but I made this solemn commitment to Jeff that I would not make any references to the size of these ladies.
So you're super paranoid, because I would be.
So I get there an hour beforehand, and we're just chatting. And remember, don't say make any jokes about how big these women are. Yes, I get it.
This is not good.
The lights go dark, and they had some corny showbiz theme music and a disco ball with lights, and the room becomes magical. It's like Disney. And they had a female MC on the stage to introduce the models. But at the beginning of the show, the models all came out at once.
Oh my!
To open the show, look at us. Here's the group, and there must have been 20 of them.
Yeah, it's like Disney.
I'm thinking like Vegas showgirls with like the feathers.
I was thinking after the Disney reference, more like It's a Small World after all.
More like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. It sounds like.
So, the curtains separate, and out come the models. We're sitting.
Oh, no.
We're sitting looking down the runway at eye level. And I'm looking at these tables and they're bowing.
Oh, my.
Underneath. Now, I still haven't said anything, but I'm wondering, is this going to hold?
I mean,
no, it's not. There's about 4 tons of women on that stage.
Oh, no.
I'm like this. You know, did you ever have that thing where you're trying not to laugh, and the harder you try not to laugh, the more contorted your face is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens to me all the time, actually.
I'm like this. And Jeff, leans over to me as I'm trying not to laugh and says, "They're coming out trunk to tail."
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness.
So the guy's been lecturing you for months.
3 months. Don't make any jokes about the women. They're coming out trunk to tail.
Oh, why would they ask you two of all people to MC this?
Because we were famous.
You are famous.
I mean, listen to that luxurious voice.
I know. He's like, "I'm Greg Budet."
Well,
and I'm going to be your MC for the night.
In the 80s, you know, I had. Look at the poster at Baumhauer's.
He had billboards.
Listen, I know. I know how famous
you are. We even did corny things like when my family came down with my sister and we pulled off I-95 and they took pictures in front of the billboard. Family stuff. Well, anyway, I was just about useless. Because he sees I can't talk now because of what he said.
You're spent.
Shrunk the tail. So, and my stomach, I don't think I've ever, my stomach has ever hurt more than it did that night. Because you know what happens when you laugh too much and you keep it contained?
Oh, yeah, it's painful.
It backs up into your system like, you know,
it backs up
constipation.
In your system like a bad buffet. Mm-hmm.
Constipated laughter.
Giggle constipation. It's
hurts
true.
Like hell. Yeah. Hurts like hell. Coming
hurts
out trunk
like
to tail.
Mm-hmm. Trunk to tail. The sound effect. Oh, my. Oh, my Lanta. Craig Budell, it's so bad. So bad.
So was that the end of it?
So what happened at the end of the night? Were you able to even get words out?
Well, it took... It
took a minute?
10 or 15... Because I kept waving, you know...
Like, I need a second.
It's, is that right, Greg? And I'm, you know... Just waving him off, like, and so hey, Greg agrees. So finally, after about 15 minutes, I settled down, but it was one of the most difficult events I've ever emceed because of his comment, which I find...
I can see that. I can understand that.
I certainly hope none of our listeners are laughing at what they just heard.
No, not funny at all. It's not funny in the slightest. I'm moderately offended.
And Joey's probably triggered. What am I going to do? I can't win.
Unacceptable.
That's a good lame-ass story. This
one. You have a lot of lame-ass stories.
I do.
But they're always eventful.
The book is going to be out for Christmas.
Is it?
Yes.
Hardback? Kindle version?
I think, based on what you did, that Jim Watson and Boone is perfect publisher for this.
Yes, I agree.
So, yeah. And now that I have a desktop set up, courtesy of our good IT friend.
Alan!
Well, you know, getting this thing ready to go, man. Pictures and everything.
Several years ago, I think it was just out of the blue, because I like to give unexpected gifts at unexpected times. I hate obligatory gift giving like Valentine's Day. My God, it just ruins the whole experience. But...
Yeah, but I'm worried about Goose.
Yeah.
Don't be worried about Goose. She's going to be just fine.
But I contacted Jim Watson, the publisher of Boom, and said, let's put together several copies of a book that are all of Greg's articles he's done over all these years.
Absolutely. That's a great idea.
One collection.
It was one of the most incredible gifts I've ever gotten. Much appreciated. We have a lot happening on the roads this afternoon. I'm going to go down now and see if 85 northbound is still clogged up behind the building. Now we got Fox News coming up. And Jacqueline Tomlinson is our guest. Dana couldn't make it today, not feeling well. But there's always a next time. And we're going to make that happen as soon as possible because I'm loving this.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a real mess on I-85 northbound. The accident is around Bell Road, and it's still in the middle of the interstate, so it's going to take a little while to get this 18-wheeler out of the way. In the meantime, we're seeing a lot of buildup of traffic on every exit as people try to exit the interstate, so it's real crowded at all of the exits.